Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
With Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and friend. And we're very pleased to welcome Peter Husey. The reason we need Peter right now is a headline in the Financial Times. China tests intercontinental ballistic missile in Pacific for first time since 1980. Subhead, first major missile launch since hypersonic tests in 2021. Comes ahead of anticipated Biden-Xi phone call. Peter, a very good day to you. The reason we're keen on this is that the timing is everything with the Chinese provocations these days. And you, at the very careful position of President of Geostrategic Analysis and a fellow at the National Institute for Deterrent Studies, are in the right position to put all these dots together. It's a DF-41, we're told. Launched from a mobile launcher on Hainan Island is a speculation by Taipei, by Tokyo observers. It did not overfly Japan's airspace. However, it did require the Chinese to give warning of possible debris in the Philippine Sea and elsewhere. Right now, that's all we know. The assumption is that it has to do with a weapon and not with a space test. How do you read these headlines? Good day to you, Peter.
And good day, John and Gordon, and thank you for inviting me. What the Chinese are doing is called intimidation and telling the United States and our allies, we're here and we have long-range nuclear weapons. The DF-41 carries between 6 and 10 warheads, and it can both be mobile, but they also can put it in the silos that are out in Western China, which amount to, 300-plus silos. So they're telling us we're here, we're powerful, our arsenal is growing, and we're going to intimidate you to stand down. That's what it is. And my understanding is they didn't even notify people that they were going to launch the missile, which is highly provocative and dangerous because maritime and aircraft are in the area and you have no idea if a missile could go off course. So, John, what they're doing basically is both a thumb in our eyes as well as a we're the big guys, and we rule the roost here in the Pacific. And so don't do anything we don't like.
Is it significant they used a mobile launcher? What does that mean, Peter?
Well, all it means is that they have both mobile and fixed. And it may be that they didn't want to launch from a silo, which is, you know, a silo, depending on whether it's a hot launch or a cold launch. If it's a hot launch, you ruin the silo. So they may not have wanted to do that. My view is it just demonstrates something. And mobile missiles are a problem for us because they're very difficult to verify how many they have.
Gordon, you have a question for Peter.
Peter, it seems like the Chinese are adopting the North Korean way of doing things because the North Koreans often launch without issuing NOTAMs, notices to mariners. This is just completely irresponsible for them to do that in this fashion. Is China, in fact, going the way of North Korea?
Well, Gordon, they're becoming increasingly reckless. And the reason is, as you and I have talked about, if there are no consequences for bad behavior will increase. It's pretty simple. I was looking at the headlines from the Strategic Command in Omaha this morning. One is that we got out of the INF treaty so we could put ballistic missiles in Europe and Asia. And guess what? Almost all our European allies are saying, yeah, we'll take the missiles. There's also an article about how China and Russia are weaponizing space, meaning their satellites are armed. Ours are not. And we don't have a defense against armed satellites. And the other one was there's a conference at the Hudson Institute where I used to work. And Congressman Bacon of Nebraska is going to be one of the speakers. And he's going to be talking about how we are way behind in terms of missiles that have hypersonic speed, but that the Chinese are way ahead of us, as are the Russians. And then the fourth article, which I find fascinating, is Iran is encouraging Russia to send advanced missiles to the Houthis in the Gulf of in the Red Sea and in Suez. They've already shut down 80% of the traffic, commercial ocean-going traffic to Europe, to and from Europe, increasing the cost to go around the Horn of Africa. And this is a terror group that is allied, of course, with Iran. And so you have to ask yourself, all these dots, as Gordon said, I mean, as John said, they are all related. And it has to do with, remember what China said about unrestricted warfare. We're going to go after you with information. We're going to go after you diplomatically, economically, politically, and militarily. And any one day, we have part of this. And yes, I think they're increasingly brazen like the North Koreans are.
The Taipei expert asked about this. Xu, his name, Council on Strategic and Wargaming Studies, said, quote, it is very rare for them to use a range other than these two, the Bohai Sea and the Xinjiang, than these two as an ICBM firing range, the last time being in 1980. 44 years is a long time. What do they gain by firing this from Hainan and not one of their regular testing ranges?
To show that they can move it around and you can't target it. To me, that's what it is, John. I understand what the folks on Taiwan are saying, is that it is kind of a strange place to launch an ICBM. Usually they have a test ground out in Western China. But this just tells you that the thing is mobile and it can move it around and they can launch it from where you don't think they're going to launch it, which makes it very difficult for you to target and take out.
Gordon, you have a question for Peter.
Peter, we've been talking about missiles. How about warheads? The Pentagon in a November 2022 report said that China then had about 400 warheads and would have about 1,500 by 2035. Do you have an estimate of the number of Chinese warheads in 2035?
There are two people that have, or three people, Brad Thayer, Rick Fisher, and Dr. Yoff from the University of Nebraska, all of in seminars that I've hosted or events that I've hosted, have laid out those numbers. The numbers would be 1,500 to about 4,500. And I know many of my colleagues think that we're way underestimating the Chinese numbers because the Chinese, when they're not exactly transparent, they're very opaque. And the Russians are helping them build nuclear weapons fuel, otherwise what we know is enriched fuels to make nuclear weapons fuel. And that was always considered a limiting factor, is that the Chinese, at least on paper, didn't look like they had a lot of facilities to produce this fuel. But that's gone by the wayside because Russia's now got more than they have any idea what to do with and are providing this. And what it tells me, Gordon, is that the Chinese know, with respect to Taiwan or the Philippines or South China Sea, we have very limited capabilities because the distances are so great in the Pacific. We don't have long-range conventional strike, except for ICBMs and SLBMs. Our space systems are not defended, and we have very little offensive space capability. And yes, we have great air power and great Navy power, but the distances to get where you need to go and around Taiwan to protect it take an enormous amount of time. And the Chinese are fighting in their basically backyard. It's right across the straits, about 100 miles. So it makes it very difficult to defend Taiwan. And we're way behind the business. And like theater nuclear weapons, which are the short-range systems, believe it or not, we have zero such weapons in the entire Pacific. We got rid of them in 1991. We have 200 gravity bombs in Europe aboard fighter planes. And that means you have to actually go over Chinese airspace to drop them. So And the option is, okay, go big, go to the strategic systems. Boy, that's not credible. And so we're basically behind the eight ball with respect to conventional prompt global strike that's hypersonic, as well as theater nuclear. And that puts us behind the eight ball, which goes to why John asked why the Chinese test. And that is to show we can get the drop on you. We can coerce you and blackmail you to stand down. That, to me, is the real worry.
Peter, the rocket forces recently had a purge of their leadership. Is that why this test are showing off, the first test in 44 years? 30 seconds.
No, I think the purges are to get rid of competing power centers. And I think some of the military people have indicated they're not crazy about going to war with Taiwan or whatever. And Xi Jinping is getting rid of what he considers to be bad apples.
I see. So it had to do with loyalty. I understand. Peter Husey is the president of Geostrategic Analysis. He's a fellow at the National Institute for Deterrence Studies, Gordon Chang. At Gordon G. Chang, I'm John Batchelor.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.